producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You know, there is a man who has managed relatively quickly, practically overnight, to become like public enemy number one. This is Martin Shkreli, and he is the CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals. Now, if these names don't ring a bell to you, he's the guy that bought the drug that raised it from like $1,350 to $750 a pill. Now you know who I'm talking about. If you're plugged in any way, shape, or form, you have heard about this guy. He's got this picture, makes him look kind of smarmy and money grubbing, and he's referred to as a hedge fund guy, and just a bunch of things about what he's done, and it's difficult to defend this guy's actions. But I wanted to talk about it. It's difficult not to talk about it. But when you have an expert in the field available to you, you should avail yourself of the expert. So that's what I did. Daryl, go ahead and introduce our guest.
So Dr. Mary Ruart was a presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2008, and she is, I'm not sure if award-winning author does her justice. She's definitely won some awards. She's not quite best-selling, but she is a very good author, and she just re-released Healing Our World.
Right. This is
now in her fourth edition of this book. I received my copy. I've not yet read the fourth edition. I have read the second and third editions of the book. Look forward to reading this. And we have Dr. Mary Ruart, who at one point in her life was a pharmaceutical researcher.
That's right. So, Dr. Ruart, are you with us?
I am. Excellent. And thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming on. So I noticed that you wrote an article on this, and I just wanted to talk to you about what your thoughts were on Martin Shkreli buying the intellectual property of this particular pill and then raising the price from $1,350 to $750.
Well, actually, there's quite a bit of similar things going on. Older drugs that, maybe are only made by one company now because they have a very small population of patients who need them, are susceptible to this type of thing. For example, if a company buys the rights to exclusive distribution from a company that's making such a drug, of course, they can jack the price up pretty much as high as they want. And in some cases, if the drug wasn't approved after 1962, they can actually go back and do the FDA studies that were required after 1962 under the Orphan Drug Act.
Okay.
And if they get an approval, then the FDA will actually grant them a monopoly for several years. So there's a lot of old generic drugs for small patient populations that are now getting very highly priced. And there are some that, really are having this kind of a markup. So, when Turing's CEO said that this wasn't unusual, he was unfortunately correct. This has been happening a lot.
So this is the promised innovation in the area of drugs distribution and drug manufacture that we were promised with intellectual property, right?
Well, I don't think actually his drug is covered under patents anymore. It's an old drug. It came out in the 50s.
Okay.
So I don't know that he's taken it through this process that I just described. I haven't been able to find evidence of that.
The Orphan Drug Act.
Yeah, but some people think he may have done that, and I haven't been able to dig that information out yet. But even if he hadn't, he would still be in a great position, because if somebody wants to compete with them, which they probably would if they saw that price,
yeah,
they still have to jump through FDA hoops. They still have, for their generic? Yes, even as a generic, you have to show that it's equivalent to what's already on the market.
Oh.
Now, that's not impossible. It's done all the time with generics, but the problem is it is costly and it takes a few years. And so,
by isn't it also limited by the fact that there's so few people that actually have this condition?
Well, yes, that's the problem. So even if you went and did those studies and showed the FDA that, yes, your product is equivalent, you might not be able to make up your costs because it's such a small number of people, especially since the original person, for example, Turing, could undercut you as soon as you got to market just to drive you out of business.
Sure.
You know? And you might and you might not be able to capture any of the market share because you're not first to market. Being first to market is very important in the pharmaceutical industry.
And this is not the first time that the price has gone up somewhat drastically for this particular drug. Doripram was bought by another pharmaceutical company a few years ago, and the price went from $1 to $13.50.
That's right. And this is happening to a lot of generics. You know, this is happening quite a bit to drugs that aren't used that much, but are very important to the patient population, you know, that they do serve.
And I'm seeing here in the article that you wrote, and we've posted it on the Facebook page for anybody that wants to find the article, you say that when that happened, when it went from $1 to $13.50 per pill, the number of prescriptions dropped about 30%. Mm-hmm. What was being used instead of this to treat toxoplasmosis?
Well, my understanding is that this drug is used in conjunction with some other ones. And my suspicion, I don't know this for sure because I haven't talked to the doctors who dropped their patients off this or didn't use it anymore, but they may simply have used the other few drugs. And there may be some more out there that actually work that doctors are aware of. So, you know, they may have just gone without. In some cases, that's probably what happened.
So at this point, this isn't an issue of him being protected by intellectual property. This is an issue of competitors being kept out of the marketplace by the FDA's rules as far as getting a drug in play. Is that correct?
Yes. Even, like I said, even if he went through this process that some people think he might have and did studies on it so that he would, you know, get in under the Orphan Drug Act and get this special monopoly period. Obviously, it's not a patent monopoly. It's a regulatory monopoly. So that's, you know, either way, I don't think it's an intellectual property type of problem.
So, and I've got a question. In one of the interviews that I watched with him, he talked about how his company would not be turning anyone away and generally...
Well, he's been giving this away to people.
He gives it away for free. Well, what I wonder is how true is that? You know, like if these...
After insurance companies, isn't he?
I would expect that that would be true, but at $750, I mean, I don't even know if, you know, with co-pays and whatnot, how much of this is covered?
Nope, couldn't say.
Really? No, well, you know, I think a course of this therapy is somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple months to maybe a few more months. So, and I believe it's a daily dose. So, you know, you can kind of get a feel for how much it would cost. And the numbers we're talking about in terms of prescriptions, I don't think that includes hospital use. So, you know, hospitals, of course, probably get it at a much cheaper price. Medicaid at least. I don't know about Medicare. Medicaid gets it at a much cheaper price too. So it's hard to say how much, you know, actually is being sold at $750.
Yeah, it's in many ways this is it seems like they're just sort of vilifying this guy in order to because what they're making it seem like is that he's charging the poorest of the poor people $750 for a pill, which doesn't seem to be entirely true. It seems like it's the insurance companies who get their premiums from us. So essentially it's distributing the cost amongst everybody inside of that has an insurance policy, which at this point is supposed to be everybody. So to some extent, this is almost a tax.
Yes. I mean, in a way, when you think about it, this drug has been selling for very little for a long time. And a few years ago, then, as you mentioned, it went up to $13.50. It was still, you know, because of the short term of treatment and because it usually helps produce cure, you know, that was still within the realm. I think the $7.50 is getting a little on the high side.
Sounds like it's high to me. Dr. Ruhrheit, hold the line, if you would. 855-450-3733 if you've got questions for Dr. Ruhrheit or to talk about Daraprim. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number...
is 603-513-2228.
No, it's not.
What'd I give?
I just gave a number that you do not want people to call.
That's right. Well, you call this one instead. 855-450-FREE. Or you can use, well, you can't right now because we got Dr. Ruard on Skype. So you're going to have to call us at 855-450-3733.
And now that you've said all that, you're going to have to go in and edit that out of there. YouTube and everything else.
What we talk about, what we've been talking about here is in fact, the...
Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, the Martin Shkreli situation where this hedge fund guy buys up this drug called Duraprim and then hikes the price from $13 to $750. And rather than just having us talk about it, we brought on the preeminent voice in the Liberty community who also happens to have been a drug researcher in the past. It's Dr. Ruart, who, by the way, just released her fourth edition of Healing Our World, and I'm really excited about it. So, Dr. Ruart, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Excellent. So we were talking about, pricing and this sort of thing. So you don't think the $750 per pill on this this drug is particularly crazy as far as the marketplace goes?
Well, the marketplace, remember, has been warped by the cost of FDA regulations.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were putting out a brand new drug, it would cost you over $1 billion out of pocket. If you wanted to count all the 12 some years that it took you to get there, you know, and capitalize it, it would be twice that. So it's just outrageous. And then what happened? So this particular company isn't doing anything that isn't permitted by law, but what's permitted is made possible by these regulations. So this is not about, as I say in the title to my blog, is it corporate greed or excessive regulation or both? And quite honestly, it's both.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, people can go over to ruart.com and see that. That's R-U-W-A-R-T, ruart.com. Do you have a solution to this? How would you go about solving it? I've seen your speeches on, the problems the FDA brings into the area of drug creation.
Yes, we need to move from a system of drug approvals and regulation in that manner to a certification process. You know, the FDA doesn't test any drugs. Most people think they do. All they do is they tell the pharmaceutical firms what tests to run, and then they look over their data. There's no third party involved. But we used to have third party testing.
Right. A lot of people think that, right? The FDA walks with a bunch of guys walking around in white coats. They're testing drugs to make sure that everything's fine. They're a big drug testing organization. They don't do any of that.
And there's a lot of people that think that the FDA goes into all of the food plants and does tests. Because without the FDA, Mark, you would eat tainted bacon.
Well, and it's kind of gotten worse since 1992 because the Prescription Drug User Fee Act has got the drug companies paying a user fee, at least that's what they're calling it, to have their data reviewed. And right now, the part of the FDA that reviews this data gets about 50% of their money from the pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, if you think about the conflict of interest involved there, it's huge. And before that, the FDA mostly got its money from Congress. Now, you might say, well, that's, you know, it's our money coming from Congress, and of course it is in reality, but that's not how the FDA looked at it. It wanted to please Congress, and Congress beat up on it every time there was any side effect. And every drug has a side effect, so the FDA was in a really impossible situation. So what they did is they dragged out the whole testing and approval process. So it went from like 4.5 years in the early 1960s to about 14 years in the 2000s. And now I think it's back down to 12. So, I mean, it's terrible. You know,
so there are drugs right now that could solve all kinds of problems that we don't even know about, and they're 12 years from getting to market.
Or worse, they never get to market because what happens is the drug company realizes that if it has a brand new drug to cure a disease that nobody's cured before, it has a tough time because it doesn't know what dose it needs, it doesn't know how long to run the studies, how many patients. So if it makes a mistake and has to repeat studies that take years, the patent may be expired by the time it gets to market and it goes generic the first day, and they lose a lot of money. So, you know, there's a lot of drugs that never make it to market. I was working on one for liver disease, and the FDA called me up personally to say, oh, we're going to help you get this drug to market because there's nothing for liver disease. You know, we want you to be able to put this drug on the market. But the reasoning I just described really killed it, because the company realized that it would be off patent by the time we got out if we didn't do everything right the first time.
The FDA is killing people.
Yeah, basically. And but either by waiting for drugs, killing innovation, and then the other thing is keeping inexpensive prevention basically a secret. I mean, we knew, for example, folic acid, a B vitamin, would prevent spina bifida and other birth defects way back in the early 80s. But the FDA told the folic acid companies if they advertised this that, you know, they would shut them down because they hadn't jumped through all the regulatory hoops. No,
they can't say that water cures dehydration.
That is exactly right. I actually, as an expert witness, testified to that one time.
It's insane.
Yes.
So what you were saying, that there should be a certification process. What should that look like?
Well, you know, what should happen is third parties should test the drugs themselves. You know, obviously, talking to the pharmaceutical firms, if the FDA is still around at that point, no problem talking to them. But basically what certification does is it says, okay, this is our opinion of the drug, you know, and so doctors, you know, this is what it's about, and you make the decision, doctor, and you make the decision, patient, if you want to use this drug. So it's always up to the people who have to actually experience the side effects of the drug.
That makes a heck of a lot more sense.
Yes, and, you know, cancer patients actually sued the FDA for the right to take drugs that had been tested in humans for safety but not for effectiveness. And they did it on the grounds that the Constitution guarantees them a right to life and that, you know, they should be able to do this. And the courts ruled that, no, in fact, there was no constitutional right for you to save your life with unapproved drugs.
Yeah, this fascinates me, where they can really justify keeping drugs from terminally ill patients. They're going to die. What do you care if the drug might be dangerous for them? In this circumstance, we're not even talking about it being dangerous, just being ineffective. But even if it was, who cares? I mean, you know, we're talking about terminally ill people.
Yes. Well, the arguments that have been used is that if patients can take such drugs, then no one will want to enroll in the clinical trial, and you'll never know if it works or not. But the thing they're missing there is that every drug works. And the reason every drug works is because there's always a placebo effect. And, you know, I don't think cancer patients care if they're cured by a drug effect or a placebo effect.
I imagine they don't. Dr. Ruart, thank you so much for coming on and enlightening us on this topic. It's ruart.com in order to see the article. And where do people go to get Healing Our World's fourth edition?
They can go to the same place.
Ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. Dr. Mary Ruart, thank you so much.
Thank you.
855 450 free, Free Talk Live.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Extend your life with ExpandoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExpandoBite. Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. The call-in numbers are 855-450-3733 if you want to talk about, well, Americans, half of which polled say that they believe that the government is an immediate threat to their future. Immediate threat. What's the terminology?
Rights and liberties.
To their rights and liberties. Or if you want to talk about this... kind of skeevy fella that bought the rights to Duraprim that's been all in the news. We had Dr. Mary Ruart on to discuss that.
I've still got an unanswered question about this, and it's one that I know that Dr. Ruart could not answer because it's basically applying motives to this Martin Shkreli guy. He said that he had to raise the price because it wasn't profitable at the price it was. As a business person, why would you buy something that is not profitable?
Yeah, I don't. At this point, I think that the guy's in full-on damage control mode. So when people are in that mode, it's difficult to believe the things that they say. So that's what I would say regarding that. You know, he seemed pretty smarmy early on when he was talking about raising the price. Hey, look what I'm doing. Now he's talking about reinvesting that in order to find cures for this particular disease. Yeah, I imagine that they will be doing that. But if people don't understand that that's what the free market does, then I guess that's on them. But nonetheless, one thing you can count on is the government bureaucrats won't take their budgets and stuff like that and spend it on a bunch of strippers and blow. Right, Johnson?
Right. Sorry, I'm having some trouble here bringing up my story, so you're going to have to keep talking there for a minute.
Well, apparently, some folks from the Pentagon, it looks like they you know, every one of the government agencies, they get a budget for putting on events. People have to go places. They have to have conventions. That's certainly something that's done in the industry, and in many industries. I'm going to be going to a convention here shortly for, you know, ad sales and that sort of thing.
Are you going to put in an expense report to cover your trip out to the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. My wife is going with me. I don't think she's going to find that to be an acceptable expense.
The Bunny Ranch women will service couples. I've watched Cat House.
Yeah. Yeah,
if I you service, pay them enough, they'll service pretty much anybody.
If by service you mean getting beaten with an inch of their life, then I suppose that might be servicing.
Yeah, no, that's not
going to happen. It's not going to happen. Let's just put that to bed right away.
That's where you generally would go with a prostitute.
Yeah. Well, that's
unless you know there's a couch and a floor.
Johnson, you ever get the article?
Sure, I do. So, apparently the Pentagon has a watchdog called the Pentagon Inspector General.
Oh, my.
And it is investigating whether U.S. military personnel tried to get the U.S. government to pay them back for bills that they racked up at casinos and strip clubs using official travel charge cards. In May, the Pentagon watchdog reported that the Defense Department employees spent $952,258 at casinos and another $96,576 at adult entertainment establishments using cards during a year-long period. So
they have these credit cards.
Yep.
They've spent about $1 million.
Well, over $1 million.
In gambling and $1 million in strippers.
No.
Okay.
It's combined, it's $1 million. It's essentially almost $1 million at casinos and about a tenth of that at adult entertainment establishments.
Oh, okay. I see. I got the numbers mixed up a little bit.
Which could mean, you know, like both, you know, brothels and
porn shops, clubs, you
know,
yeah.
Porn shops. I mean, adult entertainment establishments. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it's nudie theaters. I don't know. Anyway.
You just don't give the government bureaucrats the credit card and tell them that they can, you know, expense stuff.
Now, do we know if this investigation is in any way connected with the investigation that happened earlier in the year that revealed DEA, FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshals were involved in sex parties with prostitutes?
It could very well be a spinoff of that. I'm not entirely certain. It goes on to say the Inspector General's office in a September 21st memorandum released on Wednesday said that the Senate Armed Services Committee requested a follow-on investigation. Our objective is to determine whether Defense Department cardholders who used government travel cards at casinos and adult entertainment establishments for personal use sought or received reimbursement for the charges, the memo said. So
we don't know whether they sought reimbursement. They just used the cards.
Correct. They definitely use the cards, but they're investigating to find out whether or not they were actually, like, paid back for those charges. So the memorandum also said that the investigation...
So the cards, are they sent to the employee? The bill is sent to the employee? Or the employee has to, you know, is... Like, if this was gasoline for their personal car,
right,
likely it would have been... No one would be having a conversation about this unless... They weren't expensing it in the manner that they were supposed to.
Right. I'm not sure how that works, because if it's like a company card, how was there any reimbursement needed?
Yeah, I don't know.
My guess is the company probably has a card, and they would say, Johnson, here's your card. Use this for all of your purchases. That way everything's in one spot, and then you tell us what winds up being business expense. That way you're not having to, oh, here's my credit card for this and here's my card for that. you've got everything all on one card, and then you just say line 1, 3, 7, and 12 were personal, everything else was business.
That's extremely strange.
It is odd.
Because then you get paid back for the personal stuff? I mean, or...
No, you only get... You have to pay out of pocket
for the personal, right.
For the personal, and they pay off whatever was not.
Seems strange.
Well, they are you are getting your paycheck from them, so they could just remove the expenses that you that were personal stuff from your paycheck before they give it to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how they would do it. It's you know, usually these things are handled by third parties, like paychecks.com or something like that.
This is federal government. They've got the Department of Treasury to figure that out.
Yeah.
So the memorandum also said that the investigation would look into whether disciplinary action was taken in cases of personal use. In the May report, the Inspector General noted one case where a member of the Air Force was demoted after spending $4,686 at Sapphire Gentlemen's Club in Las Vegas, Nevada. The airman tried to spend an additional $920, but had already exceeded his credit limit, the airport said. More! He just was like, I'm going to keep running the card.
Once you get rolling in those situations.
Make it rain! The U.S. Defense Department has about 1.6 million cardholders, which are meant to use the cards for official travel-related expenses. Only. During the year of the audit, from July 1st, 2013 to June 30th, 2014, cardholders racked up transactions totaling $3.4 billion.
Wow.
That's billion with a B. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, they must be doing a lot of travel. That's a lot of frequent flyer miles.
Indeed.
And a lot of whatever points that they offer at those clubs.
Yes, they give whatever those clubs offer. You know, I wouldn't say that this is something that's going to be just the Pentagon, right? Like, I'm not looking at this and saying, aha, we got the Pentagon. I'd say that this is likely to be a situation that's, well, frankly, this is likely from human beings.
Oh, my. This is amazing. So on a whim from this article, I decided to click the link to see what the Inspector General U.S. Department of Defense report looked like. And this is what it looked like. I'm showing you guys, but I'm going to describe it and read it here on the air. So it's very well designed graphically. And it shows a picture of the White House and a picture of the Pentagon with an overlay of text and like a blue gradient. And the text says, DOD cardholders use their government travel cards for personal use at casinos and adult entertainment establishments. That's the title of the report by the Inspector General for people to read. It sounds like something that a high schooler would put together.
Are you surprised? Are you shocked? Are you upset that government bureaucrats are using their cards to... By stripper.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
as mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Looks like government agents are wasting your tax dollars. Well, you knew that. Well, maybe it might upset you that they're wasting your tax dollars on gambling. Maybe it might upset you that they're wasting your tax dollars on strippers. Maybe it might upset you that they're wasting your tax dollars on hookers. Well, this is all happening. And I'm just unsurprised. This doesn't, that makes perfectly good sense. You give these people credit cards, you're ultimately going to have stuff like this happen. This is an issue of the power that is given to them, not that this is surprising to me. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. You can comment on it. 855-450-FREE. I told you I was going to tell you how to get some Bitcoin in order to take advantage of the big savings at purse.freetalklive.com or save@purse.com. We actually got another URL for it. And to get the best prices on Bitcoin, the place to go is expresscoin.com. They've got Bitcoins and other cryptocurrencies there. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. It doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They can help you get the best prices on Bitcoins and other cryptocurrencies. As a matter of fact, if you use coupon code FTL and get under $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency, you won't pay any fee at all. Zero fee. Now, the fees are very reasonable. These are among the best in the business. But ExpressCoin.com, you go there, you use coupon code FTL, and save. All right. So, Daryl, apparently this happened with some DEA agents previously.
Well, we don't know, or at least the article and the report don't specify whether they used their government credit cards for hookers, but some DEA agents that were down in Colombia definitely had sex parties with prostitutes, and according to the report, the prostitutes were hired and provided for by the drug cartels.
Okay, hold on. DEA agents.
Drug Enforcement Agency.
Drug Enforcement Agency agents had
sex parties.
Sex parties with cartel hookers?
Don't know if the prostitutes were members of the cartel, but they were paid for and supplied by the cartel. And the parties happened in the agents' quarters where they kept the files on their investigation.
You know what I've heard? I've heard that women have been used in the past to, say, secure information from sometimes male agents and things like that. Do you think that might have happened in this circumstance?
It's entirely possible.
It's certainly likely. I can't imagine the drug cartels are just throwing parties for DEA agents without intending to get something about it, some kind of benefit out of it.
Well, the benefit is you're throwing a party for the DEA, and they're not likely to arrest you, because then who would throw the party?
Yeah, that's a good question.
If you arrest the guy throwing the party, who throws the party? Nobody. That's who.
And I remember the Secret Service agents from, what is it, probably been about a year ago that they were down in. Maybe it was Colombia. And I think it was the same thing. They were like out drinking real heavy and hookers, and the files were right there, and they had big important stuff to do later. And
yeah, so the article here that I have, it's actually from March of this year. And they say that 10 of the DEA agents later admitted to attending the parties, and some of the agents received suspensions of 2 to 10 days.
You're kidding me.
A week and a half was the top suspension for one of these DEA agents that was literally screwing people instead of doing their job.
This is, it's not just that, though. This is essentially the opposite of what they were hired to do.
Yes.
They are.
But I would rather them do this than what they were hired to do. What they're hired to do is ruin people's lives, Mark.
They're
I
still
would rather
doing
them
that.
Have sex with a prostitute.
Ridiculous. They're still ruining people's lives. They're just doing it while protecting their job and this cartel that threw them the party. Now they're a bought rogue agent. These people should not have been suspended for 2 to 10 days. They should have been incarcerated for 2 to 10 years.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that as well.
These are rogue agents.
The article,
what else would you call them?
The article says, the stunning allegations are part of an investigation by the Justice Department Inspector General into claims of sexual harassment and misconduct within the DEA, FBI, ATF, and the U.S. Marshals. And now we know that the Pentagon had some impropriety as well. Don't know if it was because of this investigation that they decided looking into that or not. There is a congressional committee charged with federal oversight, and they are promising hearings and an investigation.
So is this the liberal media we're told about? Is this the statist media we're told about? Somehow or another, the media uncovered these situations, and we're finding out the government is full of corrupt people, which is just, this is just normal sort of corruption. I mean, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying, what a surprise. If the DEA, the Pentagon, and whatever was full of ladies, I'm sure you'd be able to find ways to corrupt them, too, that didn't have to do with hookers and strippers. I suppose you might be, there might be an instance where the Chippendales are brought in.
You send in Channing Tatum, and the women are going to go crazy.
Not sure who that is.
He's an actor guy. I only know the name because I've heard women talk about how hot he is.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have no clue. I could not tell you anything the guy's been in. I just know the ladies love him.
Yeah. So I think that this is what you should expect when you give people these big, sweet jobs and you ask the government to fix your problems, like the drug war.
Now, let me give you some more information on this, Mark. The parties reportedly took place from 2005 to 2008, but the DEA's Office of Professional Responsibility did not become aware of them until 2010 after it received an anonymous complaint. And here we are in 2015, and these guys are finally getting their punishment of a week and a half vacation.
I'm sure they've learned their lesson. A week and a half.
The lesson is to cover your tracks better when you have sex with a Colombian prostitute paid for by the Colombian drug cartel.
I wonder if they found out if the DEA had any success in tracking down anybody from these cartels in this meantime, or were they completely protected?
My guess is completely protected. The article does say that the local police allegedly provided protection for the DEA agents' weapons and properties during the parties.
Yeah.
So the local cops were in on making sure that this thing went down without any problems.
Yeah, I imagine they're paid off too, right?
Yes.
That's the likelihood here. I don't know, man. I guess this is just what you can expect. This is what was going on during Prohibition, of alcohol prohibition. But this was this is going on in the Pentagon where there has nothing to do with Prohibition, right? I mean,
right.
This is just in just them doing what they do. And if the punishment doesn't come down, they're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, and when the punishment is you get a vacation for a week and a half, they're going to continue to do it so they get another vacation for a week and a half.
It's kind of ironic that you brought up Channing Tatum, considering he was in the 21 Jump Street films, which are about two rogue cops.
Never saw it.
No, they were very funny.
I vaguely recall the television show from back in the 80s.
That was terrible.
It wasn't then.
I didn't say it wasn't terrible. I said I vaguely recall it.
I thought it was terrible.
I thought it was great. But
I was also, it was probably, you know, above my age at that point.
You just wanted to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Actually,
that
yes, probably.
And, you know, your older sibling or whatever was watching this and you were upset.
But Channing Tatum was also in Jupiter Ascending.
Never saw it.
That one. And
I did. It was great.
He was Mila Kunis is in Jupiter Ascending.
Correct, yes.
And there's somebody that I share a birthday with that is dating Mila Kunis right now.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. Me and Ashton Kutcher have the exact same birthday. He hooked up with Demi Moore and Mila Kunis, and I'm sitting here with you two schlubs.
I'm trying to figure out why you're using airtime to talk about who has the same birthday as you. Congratulations on survival. Your birthday is completely inconsequential to frankly everything. I mean, it's just
Mark, I share a birthday with Juliette Lewis and Carol O'Connor. Carol O'Connor being the actor who played
Meathead. No, the guy who would call him
Meathead.
Archie Bunker.
Meathead's father-in-law.
Yeah, I like that one better, Daryl. Go find some old crusty
meathead.
Old man that you share it with. I prefer that.
This meathead's talking about his birthday.
Thankful, Edith.
So, come on, Mark. Whose birthdays do you share?
I have no clue.
This is Free Talk Live.
Sometimes I'll go the whole day of my birthday and forget that it happened because I don't care. Everything that happens to me is more important than my birthday. Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.